Hello, everyone. This is Donald Taylor of the LA Mass Choir, and you're listening to our new single, You Gave Me the Confidence, on the Now Network Christian Radio for You.
Lord, I remember the times when I wasn't really sure of the things that you do for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know I sparked something in you this morning. You Gave Me Confidence by Donald Taylor and the L.A. Mass Choir here in Los Angeles. Yes, this is Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, Real Talk is a variety of discussions, dynamic principles. And yes, we base the messages on worship to our God with extravagant respect. Yes, we teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency, and loyalty. And yes, family, we are truly, totally devoted and dedicated to Jesus. We believe, yes, that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And yes, with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity we have. Yes, through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will. We command it, we decree it, and we declare it. Reach the lost and unsaved for Jesus. Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning. This is a dynamic broadcast, as all, but tonight, this morning is very special for me. A good friend of mine is on board this morning for Real Talk with Pastor E. Yes, the mighty man of God, the minister of the word, the producer, the director, the singer, the actor, the writer, the father, the husband, all those things in categories of how God is positioned in his life. But Donald Taylor, the director, the leader of L.A. Mass Choir. I know you guys are familiar with that. That song you just had us had you heard as we opened, You Gave Me Confidence, is their hit single, premiering on the Now Network Radio for You. You can get that app on iTunes and on Apple. I mean, on iTunes and on your Google app with Google Play. Download that for free, the Now Radio for You. And L.A. Mass music is all through our genres of different musics, but you can find it there. But this morning, we want to talk about the man of God. I want to just give a little background of Donald. Donald has been doing this thing since the 60s. I mean, he was raised through his family. You can read the bios and all of the information on YouTube. They've been very, very instrumental here in the Los Angeles area and across our nation with spreading the gospel through music. And now they're stepping into what they're calling L.A. Mass Next Generation. That single, You Gave Me Confidence, is their lead single out. We're waiting for more to come. But he's been a director of One Voice and the Men of Praise. I think there's two groups at Faithful Central Church where he has been a member for 20 years. Donald and L.A. Mass Choir, they've been spreading, as I said, they've been spreading the gospel through songs since 1995, and they've been Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, all the areas here. He's recorded with Grammy-winning artists Sandra Crouch, legendary gospel icon Joan Baez. I hope I'm speaking her last name correctly. But without any further ado, we can continue to go on and on and on. But I want to give the man of God opportunity to share himself. Without any further ado, I want to welcome and introduce to some and produce to others the mighty man of God, Donald Taylor. Good morning, man of God. How are you?
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I know you're grinning over there. I'm blessed, man. I'm just grateful to have you back on board.
You can't see me, can you?
No, I can't see you.
Okay.
Only in the spirit. Only in the spirit, man. Only in the spirit.
Oh, okay. I think I'm about to jab him.
Hey, man. Well, welcome, man. Tell everybody hello, man, and give a little intro of your own self here on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Oh, great, great, great. Hello, everybody. I hope you're blessed. Just thank God for waking up today with new mercy. Not warmed over, but new mercy. I'm just glad to be back on my brother's radio station. It's a blessing, and I'm excited what God is doing. Sometimes a little bit nervous, but however, the more that God gives you, there's challenges and trials that come along with it. But however, he does. He who has begun a good work shall continue it. But we have a new movie that is coming out. Well, I've been blessed to be a part of this movie. It's called The Jesus Freak.
Yes. And that's what we're here for. And, we're excited for that.
Yeah, so I'm excited and nervous because this is my first big time acting on the big screen, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I play the counselor in this one.
Yes, well, this is a pretty dynamic movie. I've looked at watched the trailer and stuff like that. But you're the counselor. Are you in Vegas when the other ministry team comes there? Or are you part of the ministry team that is launched out there?
Oh no. No, I wasn't part of the ministry team that went to Vegas, or I wouldn't be counseling.
Oh, so you're okay. That's what we get into. So you're counseling them on their return home.
Right, that's what happened. The wife and some of the members of the different ministries of the church went to Vegas to witness souls. So they went out on the strip, and I don't want to tell everything, but sometimes we have to be careful and not get ahead of God. Now, if you do this in your own strength, then you're going to expect some great, great problem and some failures when you do it in your own strength, especially if God did not ordain you or direct you to go in that area.
Right. That's something we were talking about this previous week, knowing your lane and knowing to stay in your lane and not get in other people's lane.
Exactly.
I see a lot of people destroy the gift God has given them by following somebody else's plan instead of getting into what God has for them.
Exactly. Basically, in this situation, the wife, the first lady, was the overseer of this ministry and the people that went out, and including the first lady. Sometimes we work out of our own strength.
Yes.
Sometimes we just want to do what we feel that's what God called us to do when he didn't. Sometimes we want to feel that I'm doing this and I want everybody to see this. And sometimes our ego and our pride gets in the way. But the Bible definitely speaks about pride brings a great fall.
Oh, Jesus. Come on now, that's a sermon. That's a sermon in itself right there. Somebody ought to say amen this morning.
Yes.
So Donald, we'll get to going and giving away too much. I cannot wait. Now this has been on hold for a moment. Now you have a date for launching. I think it's August 25th, and now the balls are rolling. We are here really to share the story, but we really want to get some people to support this move of Jesus Freak, the movie, and definitely because Donald is a covenant partner of ours, but because the real truth I see coming out of this movie on actual things that people are going through, and it doesn't just happen to sinners, it happens to believers too.
Exactly. Basically, you hear what's happening now in these last days, the church is being attacked, and it starts with the head. If the head is out of order, the body will totally be out of order. So sometimes the head is succumbed to their temptations. People think that the men of God, their pastors, their bishops, and all that are sin free. But when you find out, this is an old saying, new levels bring new devils. So everybody's level, in as they grow, their temptation and whatever their struggle may be, it's different from just a regular member, okay? The pastor comes with greater attacks. That's why we need to pray for our leaders, you know, at all times. And our leaders need to be really accountable to someone or someones, you know, because they do have temptation sometime overtaken in their temptation.
Exactly. Well, that accountability, even in our man up here on the network is really that point that's starting to, a lot of us to grow is just the accountability alone, not telling each other what to do, but just having someone to stand there and say, wait a minute, hold on, you said, didn't you say you were going to do this? I think we need a lot more of that, especially with us men.
Exactly. And to be real, because sometimes I find myself in situations where I'm accountable to somebody and they're accountable to me. And it doesn't always say that you have an answer. Because you pray, walk with them. But, you know, you let them know that I'm there. So how do you want to handle this? Okay? Because the healing and deliverance comes in God's timing, not man's timing.
That's okay? Right.
And we got to realize that. But as you gave your brother permission to be in their life, then that's what they do. Now, whether they receive it at that time, no, because all we're doing is planting seeds. It's up to the Holy Spirit to water it. You know,
yes.
The moment you plant seeds, and it depends on their ground, their fertile ground of their heart. Because sometimes we have to check our hearts at all times, because the Bible reminds us that, you know, nothing dwells good in our hearts. So
yes.
We got to do some things even within our own hearts, because, you know, we got weeds. We got junk in our garden. We got beer cans, whatever. You need to clean it out, and you know, and get your soil ready for the seed.
That's without a doubt. I mean, it's a constant. I'm constantly turning over my ground and getting them weeds out of there. That was dynamic in my growth. Was first of all understanding the ground that I dwelled on. And it had to be holy ground, but it's not automatic. You got to work that ground. You have to make that ground fertile. You have to work that ground and know where the hedges, you know, for a long time, Donald, people prayed that hedge of protection over my life. And I thought it was really just one bush. But as I got to studying about a hedge is a multiple of bushes that form a structure. So if someone is praying a hedge of protection around me, I had to learn how to take them particular bushes and put them in the right place. I had some in the north that belonged in the west. I had some in the east that was in the I don't even know where they were, but to get them in position and to know that fertile ground of God is intentional by working that ground. That's another message. I'm writing notes as we're talking.
we definitely have to engage as God is perfecting us. We are part of the process, you know. So we work as the Holy Spirit leads us, but we are engaging. So the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. So we got to learn how to exercise that spiritual muscle of self-control in any area of our life.
Oh, yeah, you on it. Now, for our covenant listeners that were on real, wake up, get up, and move in your purpose yesterday, when we were talking about walking by the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, me and Donald did not talk about this. This is one of those anointed moments where you're sitting there like, they must have talked offline. No, this is the Spirit moving. And just as we were talking about that, it's not just so much you're in the Spirit, but are you walking in the Spirit? That's an action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to engage. So
intentional action.
And that is an ongoing journey. You know, we will. You will. And I know some people don't want to hear. We will lose some battles, but we'll never lose the war.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, it's dynamic. Now, see, we're already getting into the word, but you know, this is what's dynamic for me is that we don't have to be held to one certain area in our lives. I really believe God has given us the strength to overcome a lot of obstacles. And you share something at the beginning.
Yeah.
You said, I'm going on this new journey, and this nervous spirit comes. It ain't even always try to be tricky in that area. But how did you make this transition, and how did you receive the call to say, I need to be on the screen now, and let me use my talent not only to bless through song, but now bless through my acting skill? Because a lot of people out there are afraid to go get acting classes because they think the church is going to condemn them And this is what Real Talk is about, pulling people out of bondage, letting them know they can do it.
Well, I grew up in acting. I was had drama school. I went to drama. I had drama in high school growing up. I performed with this choral group called the Young Americans, where I was able to even perfect my gift then. So I've been involved in this growing up, but I got away from it because at that time, God did not want me to be involved in that. Short story, I went out to audition for Dreamgirls, the production, when it was, you know, here in Century.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to audition. And at that time, that's when I was able to sing for octave. So I was really known for my voice. However, short story, when I went to audition, before I ever can get a no out, they said, you can't, you're not supposed to be here. No, he said, just no. I didn't finish singing. I said, well, you didn't really hear me. And then they called me and up to the table and told me, this is not for you.
Mm.
I said, what do you mean this is not for you? You're not supposed to be doing this. You're not your typical black or whatever. And then I walked away disappointed. And then that's when doors were being shut because at that time I wasn't trying to listen to God, but he deliberately shut that door. And I believe if I would have just pushed that door open and pursued my career back then, I wouldn't be alive today because I wasn't able to probably to stand the new environment that I was going to be. I probably would have been succumbed to every temptation that came, and I probably wouldn't be alive today.
Right.
But
man,
God shut that door, and then he just purposely like, no, you're going in the direction I'm telling you to, and however long it takes for you to be obedient. So because I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to do gospel.
Ooh, come on. We must have the same bio in that area.
I did not want to do gospel. But I did have a passion for directing, so I just surrendered.
Yes.
Not even totally, because even in my ups and my downs, Hard Knocks, God still had his hands on me to give me where I am today, who the man I am today.
Praise God. Praise God. That's funny. I'm just giggling in the background because, you know, my dad, when we moved to my father's in the Air Force in Union Station, San Bernardino, and we came to L.A. We lived in Pacoima and right by Hampson Dam. And so anyway, he worked at long story short, because this could go long. He worked at JCPenney's with this young lady, and her husband was an actor. Then he went to work for the Slackens, who owned the Beverly Hills Hotel. And got to meet those guys. And when they were like, oh, that kid, you need to get him in movies. You know, my dad did. He took me from Pacoima to Compton. So we moved to Compton immediately. And he said, no, that's not the life I want for my son. And then at that point, I rebelled from anything that had to do with what he wanted me to do. I didn't know this, Donald, as a young man. But as I repented and learned over my faults and over my past discretions, I rebelled against everything he wanted me to do, because when I thought it was something it was for me, he blocked that off for me. And now I ran from gospel music. I would not sing in church. I remember sitting on the pulpit. My dad's I'm a PK, sitting on the pulpit, supposed to be leading a song, practice for weeks, and wouldn't sing one note. And now I can't get enough of praising him and just worshiping him with my talent. And I look forward. You're encouraging me as I see you grow and step out of your comfort zone. You encourage me to say, you know what, it's not too late. And I hope somebody out there, that no matter how old you are, as long as you have a breath to take for God, come on, take one.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't done with you yet.
Okay.
He's not done with you yet.
Right.
So don't give up on yourself. Get yourself back in the game was my message yesterday, Donald.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not over until God says so. But
yes.
How I got this position, this acting gig, I didn't even have to audition. My pastor preached some time ago about God had doors open for you that is only for you. And when you go through it, only thing you can do is just give him glory, because you're not even qualified for it. You didn't have the resume for it, but he gave you this job. And that's what happened to me. I was called. I didn't even have to audition. And I just got the position.
That's God.
Yeah,
working on your behalf. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, definitely. So it got humor in it, and it deals with reality, but it has redemption. It doesn't leave you, a cliffhanger or something. There's a redemption in this. I know, and it's controversial. So I know that some of the church members are like, Jesus freak. Why are they calling Jesus a freak? No, we're not calling Jesus a freak. We are. We're the world. For Jesus. Why are you serving Jesus? There ain't no Jesus. There is a Jesus. Amen.
There is. Yes, it is. Oh, hallelujah. I'm a Jesus freak. I'm right in that category. I've been a Jesus freak a long time. I think he called us to be peculiar people. That's a Jesus freak.
Exactly. So because, because of the media and Facebook and stuff, we have to be careful, because people are going to take your message or whatever and turn it around and make you like you said this, but you didn't say it. So that's one thing we have to be careful and make sure that, people hear the whole truth,
Yes.
And you got these people who are videotaping their different venues and churches and stuff, and they're getting half messages.
Yes, that's right. Oh, you touched on that one there. Boy, so much. I do Facebook Live, and we try to provide a clean and a very precise message. But everybody do a Facebook Live now. It's like every time you turn it on, there's a live. You get on there, and it's like, okay, that you could have kept that to yourself. But anyway, that's a whole nother message. But yes, we have to be careful about explaining. A lot of people, don't want to explain. I was bad at that, and I'm getting better at that now. I don't like to be asked no questions. But that's one of my gropes in God. Why you asking me a question? Let's just do it. But God has redeemed me in that area, because when you ask the question, you get an answer. And then you can make a real good decision, not choices. I tell people all the time, choices are like five fingers. You make a choice every day. I make a choice. I make another. We make a decision. You tell somebody. You got that brother to confess your sins to, that can hold you accountable to that decision that you don't turn back on. So, definitely got to get it out there. Now, we want to support this this movie release August 25th. Is that nationwide being released, or is that just particularly here in Los Angeles? How can we get involved and help spread the news on this?
Well, first of all, I ask everybody to you can go to my page. I think it's on your page too. Go to the link, the Jesus Freak, the Adam Movie Made Easy, and you can buy your tickets. I think they start on sale August 24th, and it's in selected theaters nationwide.
Okay. So we know New York, we know Detroit, Houston, big cities will see the Jesus Freak. But we if we support it in every area, and this is a national broadcast, I'm not looking, but let me check over. I know we're in at least 20 different states here in the nation, and we want to pump this movie out wherever you're at. We want you to tell somebody, invite somebody. If it's not in your city, you can go to your local theater and ask, why is Jesus Freak not in our theater? Let's blow this thing up. Mm-hmm. We need to support other in all of our endeavors, and not for selfish gain, but because this is a work of God, and people need to know about what it takes and the struggles of being a Jesus Freak.
Mm-hmm. And what they can do, they can get as many as their family and friends and within their city or their church to buy it from the link, and then they will have to put it there.
Oh, yes. See, there you go. So let's do that. Even if it's not in your city, go ahead and purchase your ticket and sow a seed into this project that it can be a national movie that's in every theater. That's what we're praying for today, and we're going to speak that before we close today, that this is in every theater, every big theater, every small theater, that it's even in churches being played. Oh, Jesus, you don't, am I being prophetic right now? Come on, Jesus, free workbooks through the work of church ministries and growing and really being transparent. Our kids need to know what our struggles are. They need to know we don't just tell them, hey, I've been through everything. We need to be a little bit more transparent with our children to tell them what it really means to be a Christian and what it's going to cost. Jesus even asked them in Mark, he said, do you know what you're asking for? You know that that you're saying, follow me. I'm about to give my life for you. Do you know the cost of what it is to be a Jesus freak? We really need to be more transparent about that. And I am on board with anything I can to help in this, Donald.
Oh, man, you're doing great. But this, I mean, on your radio station, you have to be on the radio station and advertise, man. And you know what? It's in God's hands and stuff. And we're going to see. We're definitely going to see. I'm still there because it's still my first time. You know?
Look, that's all good. That's all good. We can't wait until it gets blown up in that premiere red carpet event that will be going on. We can't wait to attend that. We want to definitely be a part of that. Now, so the movie, guys, come on, help us spread the news. If you can't go, if it's not in your city, still go to Donald's page, get your ticket, and then they start to see these sales going into play. They have to provide the service in our areas. Mm-hmm. But Donald, what's going on with LA Mass? I know you guys are still working on a new project. You know, I'm excited for anything coming from you guys, man. I love to just worship with you.
No, we're still in the studio trying to finish up, and I keep us in prayer with that because, like I said, in any vision that God's give you, and then it comes with challenges, and I got to get my band along with some finances as well. To finish it. And, I mean, I know God got it, and we'll be in prayer for it as a group, so we're knowing that. So glad that you stand in agreement. And you know what? God's timing is perfect, you know.
Yes.
And I'm learning that. You know,
ooh, glory.
So
that a new song?
We want it to come out. Huh?
Is that a new hit? God's timing is perfect.
Look, I might be on my next album.
Yeah, come on now. There we go. There we go. There we go. Well, we want to give. I know Donald has some. What's that again?
We got a new single that will be coming out, and it's called Victory.
Victory. Okay. Amen. You guys will hear it here.
Yeah. So I'll just give you one line of it. Even in the dark, I can see something. That's all I'm going to say.
Even in the dark, I can see something. Ooh, glory. He's teasing us this morning. Come on, we want to give you guys an opportunity to say hi to Donald. I know he has a busy morning this morning. We're just gracious that he came by and to share the movie, Jesus Freak. He has a starring part in this area. He is the counselor, because you imagine people that have fallen need someone to talk with and to listen. We were gracious for this. But if you would like to comment, ask Donald anything, just give him a hi or whatever. Go ahead, and we have some time to dial one right now. In that time, Donald, anything you want to share, go ahead and tell everybody. They can find it on my page, and if you don't hear it from here, you can listen in the archive later. But go ahead and let's get all your information out there, your website, anything you want to share here that will lead people to where they need to be to help Jesus Freak and LA Mass.
Oh, again, you can go to LAMass.com. You can go to my webpage, Donald Taylor, or Donald Taylor LA Mass Reunion Facebook. And you can go to Grace with Excellence Facebook as well. And then, plus, you know, we're getting ready to do another production with my foundation October 21st. We've been asked to come back to Carson to do another big production, which will be October 21st with our foundation. So I'll keep you posted about that. So we're excited.
Yeah, we need that flyer.
Yeah, So that'll be October 21st at Justin Baptist Church in Carson. So this
Amen.
Time, instead of we're increasing the age from 10 to 21 because there's a production that leads up from 10 to 21. Because 21, you're just going into young adulthood. And
right.
The theme of our show for that night will be Someone Watching You.
Someone's Watching You. Amen. October, we're looking for that. You guys can find those flyers and that information through the Now Network, through P2P Ministries, or my personal page. Donald was a friend of mine on Facebook. You can always find him linked through me or ask me personally, and I'll get in touch with him, get that information for you. Again, I say, come on, let's pump this thing up. Jesus Freak needs to be just let go. In every city you're in, go to Donald's page, get you a ticket, get your family a ticket. And even though it's not posted in your city, as Donald shared, if enough requests come, they have to bring it there. And that's what we really want to do. We're praying today, every city in our nation will be overwhelmed with Jesus Freak in every theater in the name of Jesus. We're praying today for Donald and L.A. Mass as God is pressing them towards their call, and he's continued to elevate and grow them, that everything that he has provided is there available now in the mighty name of Jesus. No lack, no worry, no question, but the freedom and the will of God just to pour over you right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray for you and your beautiful wife and your family, that he continues to just strengthen you and to replenish you with all the things that you deposit in others. We just pray that for every seed that you sown, for every plant you watered, for every person you groomed, that God just blesses you exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank him that it's done. We thank him that it's finished and complete in Jesus' name. Any closing remarks from you, Donald, as we get ready to take off? We're going to listen to my favorite L.A. Mass song, so you're going to have to close out with that. I'm not going to tell you what it is until we close out. But if you would like to pray us out, and any closing remarks you have, Donald.
Okay, Jimmy Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for this platform. I ask you to continue to bless and strengthen my brother as he goes forth in your name, Heavenly Father. Every person that is listening, I ask that you meet their needs, Heavenly Father. This is the confidence that he who has begun a good work shall continue until you return, Heavenly Father, and that we have to engage in our spiritual walk. We have to continue to strive for purity. We have to strive for holiness and righteousness, what is practical, living it out in a dying world, Heavenly Father. And we pray that we know the truth that is free, because the world is calling what is right wrong, and what is wrong right. But we know that he has begun a good work in us shall continue, and we know the truth because he has made us free. Jesus died for our sins.
Yes, Lord.
We're being transformed into his image. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Jesus' name. God bless you, family.